Good morning. Today is the eighth day of the Omer, and Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 7:15 p.m. A friendly reminder that we learn Mishnayos every single day, Le'ilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, and of course today's Mishnayos come from Masechta Nagayim. We are in the 12th chapter, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. We'll close out this parak today. We've been talking a lot about the tzaras that appears on a home. And so, of course, when the tzaras appears in the bricks in a home, it's to the Kohen's responsibility to come check it out. When he's done checking it out, he has to confine the house. Says the Mishnah, in a holech l'soch beso umaskir, he doesn't go into his house and wait until he gets to his own home before he declares confinement. He also doesn't, the Kohen doesn't declare the nega to be a nega inside his while he's inside the house. He has to leave the house where the nega is. Ela omed al pesach habayis, and he stands on the doorway, sha'anega b'socho, umazgir, and then he confines the house. And that's what the pasuk says, sh'nema v'yatza ha'koi min habayis al pesach habayis, v'ezgeres habayis shivas yamim. That the pasuk says he goes to the doorway of the house, and he confines it for 7 days. Uba b'sof shavua, and he comes at the end of the 7 days, v'ra'im pasa, and he sees if it expanded. V'tziva ha'koin, v'chil tzuas ha'abanim, asher bohem ha'naga. And then he commands, and he has them remove the stones that have the nega on the stones. Bishlichu Hashem el mechutz la'ir al makom tomei, and then he has them removed outside of the city to an area of tuma, to a place where it was already tamei. The Torah continues and tells us that they should take other stones, and they bring it and they use it to replace these stones, and they take other dirt and they use it in order to serve as the cement to hold and plaster to hold these in place. You're not able to go ahead and take stones from one wall and use it into as a replacement on the other side of the wall. Offer mitzadzel, maybe litzadzel. You can't do that for the cement as well. Below sid or the limestone, mikol makom. Eino maybe lot achas tachas shtayim, below shtayim tachas achas. The Mishnah also says you can't take one stone, a larger stone, to use it to replace two smaller stones, or two smaller stones to replace the large stone. Ela maybe shtayim tachas shalosh tachas arba. All right. You can bring two stones to replace three or four that used to be here, but you can't you boil it down to one. Mikan Amru, so based on this, the Chazal tell us, Oyle Rasha v'Oyle Shcheino, that it's bad for a Rasha, it's bad for his neighbor, literally, because they lived on two sides of the same wall. And so therefore the Torah says, Shteim Chotzim, Shteim Kotzin, Shteim Avim Avanim, that it says, V'chiltzu, they're the ones who have to remove the stones, they're the ones who have to cut out the wall, they have to replace the stones. However, as far as the who hires the contractor and pays for the cement, etc., and the work to be put back, here the word is singular, yikach, he should take the dirt, that his friend can't go ahead and doesn't have to go ahead and be involved with the replacing, with the cementing of the new stones. Now, the Kohen comes back at the end of the week after the second confinement, and he sees, did the nega come back? If indeed it did return, then the Torah tells us that he has to totally destroy the house. He has to take apart all the stones and all the wood and all the dirt, and he has to take it into a makom tamei. The whole house has to be bulldozed. Hapisiona samach kosho. When we talk about expansions, generally we say it's the smallest size of the expansion. But arachol kigris, if it's distance, right, that's usually, we demand an expansion of a gris. Bachozer rabatim, but when we're talking about a expansion that returns after you've taken out the stones, that's kishne grisin, that's already a larger size. Two lentils, about the size of two dimes, before we go ahead and destroy the entire house. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow morning we will go a little bit further, and everybody have a wonderful, terrific day.